In our goal of understanding the miracles of Chanukah, the significance of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and Bechlal, the takana of Chanukah, we want to focus today on one dimension of Chanukah, and that is Lo Sosur, which means mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel, it's the first source on your page, Omer Abchiyo Barashi Omer Rav Hamadlik Ner Shal Chanukah Tzorech Levarech, and the Gemara goes through the three brachos that we recite, and then the Gemara asks the famous question, Asher Kidshonu Mitzvosa V'Tzivonu Heichon Tzivonu? How is it possible for us to recite a bracha thanking Hashem for commanding us in the mitzvah? We look in the Torah, we don't find such a command. Chanukah is only Derabbanan. And if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Heichon Tzivonu Halav do raisa hi el mi devrayim. And the Gemara answers, Rav Avia Omar milo sosur. Rav Nechemya Omar sha'al avicha v'yagedcha zkeinecha v'yomru lach. So the Amoraim here in the Gemara, in Shabbos Chav Gimel, find sources in the Torah, Rav Avia and Rav Nechemya respectively, for the authority of the Chachamim. So when we fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, when we recite the bracha shekidshon mitzvosu v'tzivonu, we are fulfilling these mitzvos that command us to follow in the ways of the Chachamim, to obey the mitzvahs Chachamim. In order to expand on this, let's look at the Medrash Rabbah, which is the second source on your page. And this Medrash is early in Sefer Bereishis, where the Torah mentions Tohu Vavohu. At the beginning of creation, there was complete void. And Chazal, Reish Lakish, sees in the Medrash an allusion here to the various Golios, the exiles of the Jewish people during their long history. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Pasar Kroya Begolios. He understood, he interpreted this pasuk as a reference to the various exiles. Number one, Va'aretz Ha'isah Sohu, Ze Golos Bavel. And he quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Navi to prove that the word Sohu is a reference to Bavel. Vavohu Ze Golos Madai, and again a pasuk in Esther that establishes that Vavohu, Vohu is a remez to Madai. V'choshech, and this is where we want to focus our attention, Zegolus Yavan, the darkness is an allusion to the exile of Yavan, Shehechshicha Einayim Shel Yisrael B'gzeroseihem, that through their decrees they brought darkness upon the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Shehoisa Omeres Lehem Kisra Al Keren Ashar She'en Lechem Chelek Be'elokei Yisrael. And finally we have Al Pnei HaTahom Ze Golos Mamleches Harsha, that's a reference to Edom. If you take a look in the Sefer Derech Hashem, which is the third source on your page, he writes that Inyan Chanukah Purim Hu Lahayir Ha'ar Hameir Bayomim Ahem. These days of Chanukah and Purim are meant to reveal a certain light. There's a certain inherent light in these days of Chanukah and Purim, kefiat tikunim shenitknu bam, based on the nature of the takana, the way that Chazal established these days. Chanukah b'sigbores hakonim al arshoim b'nei Yavon. This is the day of Chanukah which commemorates the triumph, the success of the Kohanim against the evil Bnei Yavan, the Yavanim, Shayu Miskavnim, Lahasir, Li Yisrael, Me'avodas Hashem. The Yavanim intended to derail Klal Yisrael from the service to Hashem. Nischazku HaKohanim, Val Yodam Shavu L'Torah U'Lavoda. As a result of the Kohanim, the Mishpachas Bnei Chashmonoi, who became very strong, and through their strength and dedication to Torah, they had an impact on Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael at the time in which they were very low ebb in their religious dedication, they became Shavu, they did Shuva to Torah, to Avodah. Ubifrat, and in particular, when we look at the aspect of Chanukah Inyan HaMenorah Lefi Tikuneha. There's an emphasis here on the menorah, of course. Shayu HaKitrugim Neged Inyana. Because those who rose up against Klal Yisrael to undermine its religion had a particular focus and concentration on the menorah. Ve'chzirum HaKohanim Al Buryam. But the Kohanim were able to replace, to restore the menorah the way it was originally. And then the Derech Hashem goes on to explain Purim. That's not for us now. But we want to look in one specific statement which reveals the specific approach of the Yevanim. What institutions in Jewish life, in religious Jewish life, did they want to attack? Did they want to undermine? And for this, we'll look at one sentence in the Megillas Chashmonaim. Amru HaYevanim, the Yevanim declared, Havan Ischak Malo. The Megillah paraphrases a pasuk at the beginning of Shmos with regard to the first exile of Jewish people in Mitzrayim. Levatel Mehem, and watch this, Shabbos, Mila, Rosh Chodesh. The three religious institutions that came under specific attack, they were pinpointed and singled out by the Yevanim, are Shabbos, Mila, and Rosh Chodesh. And of course, it's very famous, the Sfarim write that Hashem got back at the Yevanim, and Chanukah always has these three elements, Shabbos, Mila, and Rosh Chodesh. In any event, Al-Anisim, that was established by the Chachamim as a praise, as Hodof HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bimei Matisyo Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonai Vanov, emphasizes that within the context of the triumph of Klal Yisrael against the Yevanim, it's Zedim Biyad Oskei Sorasecha. And we want to emphasize these words, Zedim Biyad Oskei Sorasecha. There's something here about Chanukah and the miracle that took place in Chanukah that emphasizes the Oskei Sorasecha, the Limud Torah aspect, the success of the Kohanim of Bnei Chashmonai against the Rishonim, the Bnei Yavan, is the success of the Torah. And we'll see how that connects the Mirtz Shem to the menorah and to the candle lighting of Chanukah. If you take a look at Beis Yosef in Simon Tuf Reish Pei Beis, he says the Intomar Lama Anu Omrim Zedim Biad Oske Sorasecha. Why do we say in the Nusach of the Al Anisim Zedim Biad Oske Sorasecha? It's out of place in terms of its sequence. It does not mirror the rest of the Al-Anisim and the parts that came before it. It was always Rabim Biad Mi'atim, Tmeim Biad Tahorim, Rishoyim Biad Tzadikim. And here, it should have said, Oskei Sorasecha, but the opposite of Zedim. In all cases, the Tzemed Milim, the joint phrases are one and the opposite, A and not A. Giborim, the opposite of Giborim Chaloshim. Rabim, the opposite of Rabim, are the Miatim. Tmeim, the opposite of Tmeim, are Tahorim. Rishoyim, Biad Tzadikim. But what's the opposite of Zedim? Is it Oskei Sorasecha? I mean, that really is a whole other dimension. You know, you're not going from Zedim to Tzadikim, you're going from Zedim to Oskei Sorasecha. So, V'lo Omar, Dover v'fucho. In all these cases, the twin phrases refer to two sides, two opposite sides of the coin. V'yesh lomar, says the Beis Yosef, ki derech ha-posuk lokach. In this particular instance, Chazal established the formula of Al-Anisim in a way that would reflect a posuk they were following and reflecting a pasuk in Tilit. The pasuk in Kuf Yud tests for Zion says, Zedim halitzuni ad miyod mitoroscha lo natisi. That David HaMelech is speaking about the pressure of the Zedim, and in the flip side, the Torah. And mitoroscha lo natisi. meaning somehow the Zaydim are the ones who try to derail us from Torah. And David HaMelech says, God, you have given me the power so that I can be strong and dedicated to Torah. Lo natisi, and I didn't move away and sway away from my dedication to Torah. And in order to appreciate this, we'd like to take a look at the famous Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Baloscha in his Pirush al Torah. He raises the question of Rashi, Lama Nismicha Parshas HaMenorah L'Chanukas HaNasiim. At the end of Parshas Naso, we have the various korbanos on a daily basis brought by the Nasiim, Nasi Echad L'Chol Shevet, and yet here we go on to Baloscha HaNeros, immediately following the Chanukas HaNasiim, the mitzvah of the menorah. And of course we know that the Agada tells us that Aaron, when he observed the Chanukas HaNasiim, Chol Shedaito, he wasn't participating, he or his shevet, he did not participate in the Chanukas HaNasiim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to console him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Chayecha Shalcha Gdola Mishalahem, you have the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaTovas HaNeros, Boker V'Erev, that's even greater than their mitzvah of the Karbanos of the Chanukas HaNasiim. And the Ramban raises the question of all aspects or dimensions of the Avodas HaMikdash, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to single out Adlokas HaMenorah? He could have been Menachem, he could have consoled Aaron and his Shevet with other dimensions like Haktores HaKtores and other Korbanos, the Minchas Chavitim, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, etc., etc. And here the Ramban says that this Agada has nothing else in mind other than Chanukah Shel HaChashmonaim, the Neros that we light, that were established by the Chashmonaim, the Kohen Gadol. And although it's not spelled out, it's not explicit in the Medrash, the Ramban claims that that's the deeper meaning of this Medrash. It's a reference to the menorah of Chanukah. And therefore, he says that the specific nechama, the consolation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought to Aaron Ubanov, was to tell him that Yesh Chanukah Cheres, you aren't part of that Chanukah of the Nesiim, but there's another Chanukah, Sheyesh Ba'adlokas HaNeros. And that will be, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Aaron, and he also bol Yisrael, you will have this Chanukah of Hadlokas HaNeros. I'll bring it upon Israel, al yidei banecha, through your children, Nisim, Utshua, v'Chanukah shekri al shmam, hi Chanukas b'nei Chashmonai. The fact that the Kohanim will bring about the Nes of Chanukah and the Chanukah of Hadlokas HaNeros, that is pinpointed here as the specific nechama, the consolation for Aaron and Shevet Kehuna. The Ramban goes on to quote another Medrash in Yelamdeinu, Tanchuma, and a Medrash Rabbah, that Ligdola Mizos Atom Mucha and Hakarbonis calls Manchebe something which Kaimim Nogim Avalan Nerosli Olam El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Yairu. Although the Nesiim bring the Karbonos represent a mitzvah l'sha, so to speak, a mitzvah that's limited in time. Because once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, that mitzvah is undermined. However, your mitzvah, the mitzvah of the Neros, li'olam, even post-churma will continue, el mul p'nei ha-menorah yairu. And the Ramban asks, well, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no korbanos. If ha-korbanos betelim b'nei churbanam, af ha-neros betelim, there's no menorah, there's no mitzvah of lighting the menorah. But once again, the Ramban swings back to his original position that the consolation here for Aaron Ubanov was specifically the Chanukah of the Beis Chashmonaim. Lo Ramzo El Neros Chanukas Chashmonaim Sheino Heges Afli Acher Churban Bigaluseinu. And the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah that was established by the Chashmonaim continues to exist even in our Golos. And a little bit later on, we have in this context the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. I think he means it's earlier on, actually, but it's sandwiched between the Chanukas and the Siyam. So you have on the one hand Birchas Kohanim, you have on the other hand Chanukas, HaMenorah, and all of this is Kvodo Shel Aaron. This is all the great glory of Aaron and the Shevet Kehuna. What we'd like to look at is the Maharal Prague in his famous Sefer Nesivos Olam. And we're coming from a little different angle, but perhaps this would shed a light on our discussion about the meaning of Ner Chanukah, the Al-Anisim, and of course, appreciating the miracles of Chanukah. The Maharal quotes in the Nesivat Torah a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara establishes Haroa Chachmei Umos Ha'olam. If one sees one of the wise people of the other nations, Omer, he should recite a Bracha, Baruch Shenosan Michachmaso LeBasar V'dam. However, if a person sees Michachmei Yisrael, Haroa Michachmei Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shecholak Michachmaso LeYirev. What is the difference, asks the Maharal, between these two Nuschos, these two Brachos? He says, the fundamental difference is that where in the first case of Chachmei Umos, it says Nasan, it's an Asina. Says the Maharal, what's the significance of the choice of the word Nasina? Mashma she'eno min etzem ha-chochma. The real Chachma belongs to Hashem Yisbarach. That's the divine wisdom. What the Umos receive is a gift. In other words, insofar as man is human, he's mortal, he's physical, he's material, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon man Chachma, wisdom. But it's not the true, genuine wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Nivdeles, which is completely aloof and separated, greater. But when it comes to Yisrael, that very Chachmel Yonah, says the Maharal, that very divine wisdom is bestowed upon Klal Yisrael. They, Klal Yisrael, receive almost a partnership, given as it were, a chelek, a portion, in the Chachmel Yonah Lokis. Ki bevadai tamei haTorah heim amukim, the meaning of the Torah, the profound understanding of the Torah is so deep, Ein Sof Liomek Hazeh, it's endless. And even the Dvarim HaNiglim B'Torah, even those parts of the Torah that we can touch, that are accessible to us and understandable to us, the Nigle, even those parts, Heim Seichel Ki Nivdol Gamrei, they are completely divine wisdom, separate from any other kind of wisdom. And the famous Medrash in Eicha, which says, somebody claims that the nations of the world have Chachma Tamin, you should believe them. But if someone says, Yesh Torah Bagoyim Al Tamin, they don't have Torah. And in each case, the Medrash quotes a pasuk to establish, to prove it. Says the Maharal, Ein Chachmei HaUmos Ru'uyim El Seichel Elokei HaNivdal Shei HaTorah. The Chachmei HaUmos can get the physical, scientific knowledge of nature, but they cannot have access to the divine knowledge that's Nivdal, which is embodied in the Torah itself. And he refers to the Rambam, who says that Mashi Yomru Chachmei HaUmos, when the Chachmei HaUmos claim that they have some sort of a Chachma, they're referring to the Chachmas Olam HaTeva, the biological world of nature. The Lashon HaRambam, Ki Masha Omru Chachmei HaUmos B'Meshu Tachas L'Galgal Yireach, what the Chachamim will tell us amongst the nations about anything that's in this world, meaning this physical world, is believe them. Yesh L'Shmo Lehem.
because they were the chachamim, the wise people who understood the olam ateva. Avomasha omru b'meshu l'malam migalgal ayoreach, says the Rama, that which they tell you is above this world, meaning in the spiritual world, that's ein lishmo lehem. Says the Maral, ki hoyu chachamim b'olam ativi avolamalam min ateva v'chachma zos chachma elokis ein lishmo. They're two fundamentally different types or qualities or essences of chachma, of wisdom. There's the wisdom of science, and there's the wisdom of divine knowledge. The chachmei umos can achieve greatness and master the science, the knowledge and wisdom of science of this world of nature. But when it comes to a divine wisdom, that they don't have access to. And the Maral goes on to explain, ki ha-Torah hi seder hakol. He says that there's something unique about Torah. Torah, in a sense, is something that goes beyond nature. Haseder hu mekayim hakol, it gives existence to everything in this universe. Lachein amru shekol ma'aseh breishis hayu tluyim v'omdim ad shehayu Yisrael mekablim haTorah. You can have the physical, natural universe, but it doesn't exist. Its existence is contingent and dependent upon the Torah itself, and upon Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah. Sha'az hayu mekablim ba'olam haTorah. Once Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, he seder hakol, it is the life of the universe. It breathes, so to speak, existence and maintains existence of the universe. Uba, and through Torah yiyah miskayim hakol, everything it exists. The Maral quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Vayoreni vayomerli yismach dvarai libecha shmar mitzvosai v'chiyeh. If you observe the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Cheyeh, there will be existence. HaTorah, Divrei Hashem Yisbarach, Tomeches HaAdam. It gives and maintains standing or existence or life to a person. Shelo Yagia Lidei Misa, Shatorah Mekayemes HaKol. So Torah is Torah's Chayim, it gives life. V'yomar, and the Pasuk says, Shmor Mitzvosai V'Cheyeh, Negin Maisa Mitzvos, K'sheyishmar Osan, Yesh bem hachayim. Through the observance of the mitzvahs, we get life. The Omar in the Pasuk says, Vayoreni. What does Vayoreni mean? Shehu lashon hora. The Torah itself is called hora. It guides you. Velo nikreis b'shem chachma. And why is it that we don't call the Torah by the word chachma? That term is not used, it's avoided. Because the answer is shar chachma. Any other wisdom and knowledge is called chachma. Torah is different. Ha-hefresh yesh ki ha-Torah moro li-odam es-ha-derech. Torah is not just wisdom. It's not just abstract knowledge. It is a guidance and tells you how to live your life. That's Torah mi-loshen ora. Asher b'derech ha-hu yagia el tachliso ha-achron. Ma-she-ef shalom mi-aginu. Torah is meant to facilitate man's ability to reach the maximum that he can, and that is like Giyahu liolam haba, to reach ultimate existence in the eternal world. V'zeh ein b'koch shum chachma, but no other wisdom of any sort, no other knowledge has that ability to prepare a person and make him suitable or potential to reach his maximum and to reach olam haba. Ki al yedei haTorah. Only through the Torah Magia Hadam El Olam Haba. And therefore the Torah is called Torah Milashon Hora, to teach you that the ultimate tachlis, the ultimate purpose of man, can be achieved through Torah and only through Torah. That's Hora, that's how Torah teaches you and guides you to reach that ultimate purpose. And therefore, Vayoreni, the Apostle says, Vayomer li yismach dvarei libecha. Hashem yisbarach Hora li Adam tachlis achron, eich lahagias Adam El Olam Haba. Kasha yitmoch b'divrei libecha, dvarei libecha, v'oz ha'odom dovuk b'torah, hamagia el tachliso hu olam haba. So when the Torah says, when the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Vayomerli yismach dvarai libech means that we should be dovek in Torah, it should penetrate into our hearts, into our souls. That will facilitate man's ability to reach his ultimate goal, his tachlis, which is not this world but the next world. And therefore the Torah is called the Seder Ha'olam. It means that everything is created with Torah and for Torah. Even this world is created with Torah. And therefore, yismach dvarai libecha. Yismach means to hold up. That when a man is dovek, in Torah he's dovek in Olam Haba, he will reach, he will achieve his ultimate goal. And that's the tachlis of his creation. If you take a look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, in the second parak of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, Holach, a brisa, Holach Rabbi Akiva, Matzol Rabbi Yeshua, Kshu Meitzar. Omolo, Mibnei Mata Meitzar. Omolo Akiva, Roilo, Sheyipol, Mata Yudbeis Chodesh, Vial Yigzor of Gzerezu. Omolo Rebbe, Tasheni Lomar, Lefanecha, Dover Echotcha, Limanitoni, Omolo, Amor, Omolo, Harehu Omer, Atem, 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 Gimel Piyomim, Atem Afilu Shogigim, Atem Afilu Mezidim, Atem Afilu Mutim. Ubaloshan Azeh Omolo, Akiva, Akiva Nichamtani, Akiva Nichamtani. Rashi explains that Atem, 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 on three different occasions, the Torah says Aleph, Tav, Mem. And the Aleph, Tav, Mem refers to Asher Tikru Osam B'Moadam B'Parsha Shor Okesev V'Karbe Tikru Atem. So even though it says Osam Tikru Osam, we read it Atem. And these three cases all refer to the three regalim, to the Moadim, the special days in the Hebrew calendar year, which are endowed with sanctity. And when the Torah says Osam, it's Atem. You, meaning the Bezdin Shel Yisrael, have the power to decide and to determine the holy days, the Moadim. And Atem Afilu Shogigim. Rashi says, May Aleihem Kasvurim Shuroi Lis Aber Vitoin. If Beis Din made a mistake, Bishogeg, and inadvertently they thought, they came to the conclusion that the Chodesh should be Mole, instead of 29 days, it should be 30 days, which would push off Rosh Chodesh by a day. Then nevertheless, their kvius, their determination of Rosh Chodesh is binding. And then it says, Afilu toim, Afilu mutim, al yidei di sheker, they accept false testimony. So all these cases are cases in which Rosh Chodesh really should have been a day earlier, it was postponed for a day. And in those cases, nevertheless, despite the mistake, we don't apply the normal principle of mekach toz, that the toz, the mistake, undermines the validity of the action. No, the action is valid. This is the power of the Beis Din of Chachmei Yisrael with regard to Kviyus HaChodesh. And if we take a look at the Gemara in Bava Basra, in Perkei Shnochlim, Kufta Zayin, the Gemara says the following, Dorash Rav Pinchas Ben Chama, Kol sheyesh lo cholo b'sof beiso yerech etzel chacham v'yevakesh ol v'rachamim. The power of chachamim to pray, in this case on behalf of a chole, the Rashbam, we don't have Rashi in Perkei Shnochlim, the Rashbam says, chole hanote lamaves, lamus. We're talking about a person who's on his deathbed, and yet the chachamim have the power to v'yevakesh ol v'rachamim. And take a look at the Nebuki Yosef there in Baba Basra, who expands it a little bit. And he says that Minog Zebet Sarfasha called Mishi Yeshlo Cholem Evakesh Pnei Harav Hatofes Yeshiva Shiavarech Oso. The Minog is amongst the Tsarfatim that if they, Rachman Litzan, have a sick person in the family, they go to the Rav, who is learning, he's in charge of the yeshiva, he's teaching Torah, and they ask him to please be mevarech. You see the power of the Chachom, not just to establish Rosh Chodesh and the Moadim, but the power of the Chachom in Tefillah, to be mevakesh rachamim on behalf of a chole who's notel lomus. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the first parak, speaks about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. This is embellished in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Ezu Uma Ke'uma Zos, what other nation is like this nation? And the Gemara offers different descriptions of the strength of this nation and the uniqueness of this nation. Benoik Sheba Olam, Adam Yodea, Sheyesh Lo Din, Lo Veshchorim, Is Ativ Shchorim, Megadol Skono, Eni Yodea Hech Dino Yetze. If a person anticipates with great anxiety, standing in front of the judge for judgment, he doesn't take care of himself, he's menavel himself, he wears black clothes, etc., etc., he doesn't shave, he doesn't know what's going to happen in his judgment. He may be condemned to death, Chas v'Shalom. Abba Yisrael, the Jewish people, Einom came. They're so unique. They know they're coming in front of Hashem, in front of the divine heavenly court, for judgment of Rosh Hashanah, and yet, Lovesh, Lovshim v'levonim, Is'akvim v'levonim, Megadlim z'konim, Megalchim z'konim, V'ochlim v'shosim u'smechim, and they have total reliance upon Hashem. They come into the day of Rosh Hashanah b'simcha like any other yontif. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Oselem Nisim, they know, they rely on Hashem to do miracles for them. And then the Gemara quotes another description of the singularity and the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Ezui Uma Kuma Zos, Benoit Shem Olam, Hashilton Omer Adin Ayom, Halistim Omerim Lamachar Adin, Lemi Shomim Lo Lashilton. Imagine if the sovereign government decides that judgment should take place on such and such a day, and the accused says, no, let's organize a different day for judgment. Who has the power to decide and determine which day is the day of judgment? Certainly the Shilton. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Amru Bezdin came to the conclusion, Rosh Hashanah Hayom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Malach Yasharis, Hamidu Bima, Yamdu Sanigorin, Yamdu Kategorin, Sha'amru Banai Hayom Rosh Hashanah. So that if Bezdin is inclined to think that such and such a day, let's call it Tuesday, Tuesday is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu instructs the Malach Yashar, set up the heavenly court. But Nimlechu Bezdin, then Bezdin decide to change their mind with regard to Chodesh Elul. And Li'Avra, they decide to make it into a 30-day month, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Malachi Ashares, Yaviru Sanigorin, Yaviru Kanigorin, it's Nimchu B'nei Bonai Li'Avra L'Mochar. Our children have decided that Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment, will be pushed off by a day. This is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. We said that they can establish Rosh Chodesh, they can establish Rosh Hashanah, they will determine their din. And in the Mashal, they really represent the criminals who are standing in judgment. Imagine the criminals decide when is the day of judgment. That's the Ummah, that's the greatness of this Ummah. And if you look at the Karbon Ha'eda, who embellishes the Yerushalmi, he says, Yamdu Sanigorin Kedixiv V'chol Tzva Shamayim Omdim Olav Miyamino Umismolo Elu Miyaminim V'Elu Mismolim. Those who are on the right, those who are on the left, these are all the heavenly angels up in the court in Shamayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets them up, and then he tells them to go down, because Bezdin has decided to be Ma'ariv of the Chodesh to postpone Rosh Hashanah for another day. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi quotes a pasuk in Tehillim to demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the decision of Bezdin to be Ma'ariv of the Chodesh, pushes off Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment, for one more day. The pasuk is Ki Chok Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat Lelokei Yaakov. Im Eino Chok Li Yisrael Kav Yochel Eino Mishpat Lelokei Yaakov. So the Karbon Eida wants to know what does the Gemara see in this pasuk? This pasuk seems to talk about or focus on the Chok Li Yisrael. Says the Karbon Eida, Ein Yisrael osim bo hachukim. In other words, Beis Din will decide which day is sanctified with the Kedushas Hayom of Moed of Rosh Hashanah. And that will determine on which day we will be mekayim the mitzvah tkiyas shofar, which day we will be enjoined from malachim v'shoveis b'yontif. And the pasuk says, Chok li Yisrael. And what it means is that if it's Chok li Yisrael, if by law the Jewish people have decided that this particular day is endowed with sanctity, le'inyan the mitzvahs and le'inyan isur malach, etc., etc., then mishpat le'elokei Yisrael, then it becomes a day of judgment in heaven. But if eino chok li'Yisrael, if Beis Din decides that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah and sanctified, then today will not be chok, will not be mishpat le'elokei Yisrael, will not be a day of mishpat. Let's look at the power of Beis Din in the Gemara in Ksubis in the first perek. And the Chazon Ish is very famous for making this Gemara famous and seeing depths of profundity in this Gemara. The Gemara establishes that a Besula, if she's less than 3 years old, is Besuleh Chozrin. If she has any sort of experience and the Besulin what was destroyed, it will be restored. And the Lashon of Chazal is Pchusos Mikan, less than 3 years old, Kenosein Etzva Ba'ayin, it's like putting a finger in the eye. And the Gemara quotes in the name of Rav Ovin, this is the Yerushalmi in Perek Pesula Nises, a Pasuk in Tilim, Ekar L'Kim Elyon, L'Kel Gomer Alai. And then the Yerushalmi goes on to say, Bashal Shan V'Yom Echad, what happens if a girl has already reached the age of 3 and 1 day, which means that she can now become a Bu'ula and Ein Pesula Sech Chosrin, but Nimlechu Beis Din La'abro. Beis Din made a decision to be Ma'abro the Chodesh, and therefore her age now changes. She's no longer 3 years old, she's less than 3 years old. Is then, says Yerushalmi, Besuleh Chozrin, her Besulin will be restored. Says the Bnei Moshe, Ekra Lelokim Elyon, Lekel Gomer Alai, Aini Di Airi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu approves and accepts the final verdict, the decision of the Beis Din Shel Mata. V'im Haisa Kvar Bas Gimel V'im Lachim Beis Din Liabra Shana B'Suleh Chozer Netzla L'machar. Even though she had a Be'ila, her Besulim will return. Sha'af HaTeva, even nature, Maskemes Aleihem, gives the approval, so to speak, al yidei gzeiraso yisparach. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide the physical reality and the mitzius of teva, the biological nature of physical reality, based on the decision of Beis Din. Nimlachim Beis Din liaber, and therefore besuleh chozer. That's unbelievable. And the difference here could be just a month, because if they decide to be Ma'aber, so that changes her age by a month because they add an extra month. And that's going to impact on the biological reality of Besula Seh Chozrin. The Chazon Ish in Arachayim Sima Lamites takes this even further. He says, B'trefos Hane'emorin B'shi'urin, he gives examples of different trefos with internal injuries to the animal which will bring about its death. He says Beis Din will decide whether this animal is considered a trefo or not a trefo, meaning the simonim that establish the law of a trefo, and they establish that this animal is a treifa, these are simonim which are determined by Bezdin. He says, it's an unbelievable halacha here, that whether the animal will live or die, whether it survive for 12 months or not, depends upon the decision of Bezdin. Wow. In other words, it's not one of the treifas. He says, "Dina kishar mesukenes lo asher Torah." Bezdin decides that it's not a treifa, and even though it's not going to live, it's definitely in danger. But it's not hachras hashir betreifa. It's the Chacham who has the authority. The reins are in his hands. He was given those reins by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the chius, the life of the animal, is in the hands of the Chacham. Chayeh tluya ba'oras ha-chacham, says the Chazon Ish. Again, I repeat those words. They're unbelievable. Chayeh, the life of the animal, tluya is dependent upon oras ha-chacham. And he quotes as a yesod, you know, to such a radical chiddush here, that the animal's life depends upon the oras hachacham, the Yerushalmi in Ksubis, that nimlechu bezdin v'imrus hashana b'sulei chozrin. You see that Bezdin has the power to make a decision that will change the entire nature and biological reality. And my Rebbe from Kerem B'Yavne, Reb Chaim Yaakov Goldwitz, the Kornel Vrocha, in the Asufas Marochos, has an entire mimer on Chanukah, in which he addresses the question, why is there so much emphasis in Chanukah, of all days of the year and all mitzvahs there are banon, on the obligation that's incumbent upon us to obey the mandates of Chachma Yisrael, Osasur, Vasisa Kolasha Yerucha. I mean, there are many other mitzvahs to Rabbanan. The Gemara could have asked Hechen Tzivanu on all of Brachas on mitzvahs to Rabbanan. Here in Chanukah, there's such an emphasis. And the answer is because that is the subject of the battle of the conflict and the confrontation between Yavon and Klal Yisrael. Choshech ze Yavon, the darkness, Hichshichu Einayim Shal Yisrael. And what the Yevanim could not tolerate, they asked Klal Yisrael to inscribe on Keren Hashar, Ein Lanu Chelik V'Elokei Yisrael. They're not denying the existence of Elokei Yisrael, but what they're denying is Ein Lanu Chelik, that we are partners with the Chachmi, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that man has the Torah, and the Torah is, as we said, Cholak. We have a chelek. We have the Torah. The Torah is now, in a sense, in the hands of Klal Yisrael. It's a partnership. And this is going to be a revelation to reveal the secret here behind the attack of the Yevanim against Chodesh. If you remember, we quoted the Megillas Chashmonaim, that the Yevanim want to be Mevatel, Shabbos, Mila, Rosh Chodesh, okay, Shabbos and Mila, we understand. They define the Jewish nation as a separate nation. Shabbos is a special gift that's given to Klal Yisrael. Mila obviously separates the nation of Israel from the other nations. But why are they shepherding? Why are they attacking Chodesh? And the answer is, says Rav Goldwicht, because their understanding of Chachma is the Chachma of Umos HaOlam, the Chachma HaTeva, the Chachma that is Nasan Michachma, so it's not the Chachma Elyona, that they can appreciate. And the Yevanim were the great scientists and philosophers, and they understood nature. They were the experts. That was Chachma Goyim Tamid, but what they couldn't tolerate was Torah. Torah, which has an impact on the Chachma Yisrael, and elevates them, in which they, the Chachmi Yisrael, through their Chachma, meaning Chachmas HaTorah, become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Torah which maintains the entire universe, that those concepts they couldn't tolerate. And therefore, when it came to Chodesh, that was something that they had to battle against. That was already a different understanding of Chachma, which was antithetical to that of the Yevanim. He says the following: Chachmas Yisrael Mahusa V'Yudu Shulton Al Chaya Maisa. The purpose of Torah is to control, to change and impact on Chaya Maisa, on this physical world. Tachlis Chachma Tshuva Maisim Tovim. The entire life of the universe, of the physical universe, is dependent upon Torah. And what the Chachma Yofa wanted to do is to separate, to detach Chachma Sator from this world. They could not tolerate our understanding that man is a composite of Afar Min Adama Nishmas Chaim, that we, man, insofar as he is a neshama, was given a part of Hashem, and that through the Torah, that neshama part gives man a connection to Hashem and to the creative process. Rav Golach writes, Dargas Chachmi Yisrael is his pashtusa de Moshe b'chol dar. Why do we have to listen to the Chachma Yisrael Ososmi Kol HaDavar? Is because basically Chachma Yisrael have, in a sense, connected with the divine through their neshama, just like Moshe Rabbeinu has the Shechinah Medaberes Mitoch Grono. The Chachma Yisrael throughout the generations have Shechinah Medaberes Mitoch Grono. Klal Yisrael were given the Torah is theirs. Lo b'shamayim hi. They have the ability now to influence even Chaya Maisa. That's something that the Yevonim could not tolerate. And if you ask for one most profound example, concrete example of how the Chachma Yisrael are able to control the Chaya Maisa, it would be Rosh Chodesh. Because in the case of Rosh Chodesh, in the case of Ibra Hashanah, the Chachma Yisrael, the Bezer Shel Mata, will determine so many different things and aspects of nature. They will determine when Rosh Hashanah is and when the Mishpat will take place upstairs in the heavenly courts. They will determine whether Besuloseh Chozrin, and through their Ibur Hashanah, they will determine what age she is and therefore biological system. And in Rosh Chodesh, they can make a decision to decide the day and sanctify it, even if they are Mutim, even their Shogigin. The control and the dominion of Beis Din, of Chachma Yisrael, is absolute with regard to Rosh Chodesh. And the Chazon Ish kicks, you know, puts the, how should we say, the cherry on top by saying that even the life of the animal, in the case of a treifa, a suffix treifa, is totally dependent upon Chachma Yisrael, or Ras Chacham will determine the life of the animal. Koach HaMufla, this unbelievable power of Chachma Yisrael, to determine the Moados, to determine the state and status of the animal as far as Dreyfus is concerned, is Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono. It's only possible because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah, he gave over the Word of God that created this universe to the Gronim, to the very voice of the Chachma Yisrael. They can be Kovan the Moados, and they can be Memes or Mechayim Behemes Mesupakos Latbia Tchunos Chadoshos B'Sharam Mazik. Here's the case of Sharam Mazik, because you have something called a Sharam Muad Liyamim, which means, like, let's say for example, on three occasions, 3 months in a row, the animal gored on the same calendar day, Tesvav, in the month. But now, if the animal will be a Mu'ad or not a Mu'ad depends upon Kiddush HaChodesh. Because if Beis Din decides that the Chodesh is Mole, then Tesvav now becomes Tezayin, or whichever way it works. But it turns out that there's no Sharam Mu'ad. This is the power of Chachma Yisrael. It reaches its epitome, its apex, in Kiddush HaChodesh, in the ability of Chachma Yisrael to Mekadesh the Chodesh. And therefore, when you talk about Chanukah, the nature of the day, if you talk about the miracle of Chanukah, in which the Chashmonaim were able to restore their dominion and the dedication of Klal Yisrael to Torah V'Avodah, the nature of this holiday and this miracle is such that these are days in which we overcome, we triumph, and we trump those forces of the Yevonim that want to destroy and undermine Lo Sasur, that they want to undermine the status and the greatness of Torah and Chachmei HaTorah, is the base Chashmonai. When they succeeded in triumph, what they established was the greatness and the uniqueness and the power and the authority of Chachmei HaTorah. It's no coincidence that on this day of Hanukkah, we have in Chazal the emphasis on Lo Sasur, the authority of the Chachamim, the total and absolute commitment that we have, every Jew, to listen and accept the authority of the Chachamim and implement their will and their takanos. In Al Anisim, we have another phrase which doesn't seem to be relevant. It says, what does that have to do with it? What is this, a Shulchan Aruch that we're writing? The whole purpose of Al Anisim is to explain the great miracle that took place at the time of the Beis Chashmonaim. They were found in the Heichal, they were tired of the Migdash, they lit the candles in the menorah. Those are all great, those are all essential to the miracle of Chanukah. But the fact that they were koveya these days as days of Chanukah, why is that part and parcel of Tefillah, of Halal Vodoya, Kavu Yishmonos Yimei Chanukah Elu? That should have been in Shulchan Aruch, not in Tefillah, not in Halal. But the answer is that this is essential to what Chanukah is all about. Because when they authored Al Anisim, what they wanted to convey to us is the nature of the Nes HaChanukah. And hidden below the surface, in the deeper meanings of Chanukah, is Gilui Kochom Shel Chachma Yisrael. It's to expose and to clarify and bring to light the power and the authority of Chachmei Yisrael. The Nitzachon, the victory is not just on the battlefield, but it's the Nitzachon on the Ruach Yevonis. It's a triumph to subjugate, to control, and to put down the spirit of Yavon, not just the body of Yavon. And that spirit of Yavon, Shebikshal Lichbar V'Legdor B'Kaf Zed, they wanted to undermine and deny the power of Chachmei Yisrael. The fact that at the end of the day, Chachmei Yisrael were able to successfully establish these days of Chanukah, that itself is the light of Chanukah, the special, unique light of Chanukah. And therefore, we could perhaps add another point here to this Ramban that we started with. Why the great Nechama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Aaron Ubanah, for the Kohanim, was the menorah of Chanukah. And we ask the question, why is that so significant? Of course, the Ramban says that it's a mitzvah l'doros. Even liachar, no heges afil, liachar churban begaluseinu, as we saw. And the emphasis here is on Kvodo Shel Aaron. The answer is because basically what's going to be, what is at stake here in the confrontation against Yavon, against Choshech, and the deeper meaning of the miracle of Chanukah, the triumph against the Yavonim on the part of the B'nai Kohen, B'nai Aaron, HaKohenim, Chashmonoim, is the Torah itself and basically the entire universe, because the Torah maintains the existence of the universe. The power of Chachmei Yisrael is at stake. The understanding that our bracha on Chachmei Yisrael is Shenosan Michochmaso, that we have a chelik, that it's Yeshlanu chelik Belukei Yisrael. What's at stake here is our chelek, our shechino medaberes mitoch gronim shel chachamim ne'eneim shel Yisrael, the aur of Chanukah, the light of Chanukah, is that authority and that power of Chachmei Yisrael that we have the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyavol surrendered and transferred the reins over the Torah to Chachmei Yisrael. They have the power, they have the authority. And this expressed itself, as we saw, in the power of Klal Yisrael through Kiddush HaKodesh to be Koveh the Moados, to be Koveh the Yom Mishpat in Shamayim, the power of Chachmei Yisrael to determine through Ibur Hashana what the biology of a woman will be if she's 3 years old or less, and Vesulei Choson, and of course the case of the Shor HaMuad, as well as the case of the Treifa. All this is at stake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah. And that's what Aaron is receiving from HaKadosh Baruch. Yes, the Chanukah Sanasim is great. It's very significant. And they have Korbanos. and the Karbanos is essential, and this is granted by the Beis HaMikdash, but it's limited in time. But what we need to take going forward throughout Jewish history is something even greater than the Karbanos, and that is the light of the menorah which represents the Chochmas HaTorah, that supreme and unique quality that's qualitatively a million miles and light years away from the quality of Chochmas HaTeva. That Chochma, which is a Chochma Elokis Elyona, that is the Chochma that was given to Klal Yisrael, and Chanukah really celebrates that Chochma, that Torah, and that power of the Chachamim of Shechinah Medaberes Mitoch Gronam, that partnership, Kaviyochol, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Chachma Yisrael, Einem Shel Yisrael, in the Chochma, in the Torah, in the Horah, in the Olam HaMaaseh, and its impact on the entire universe. That's the nature of the celebration. And therefore the Al HaNisim has to reflect that Hodah, V'kavu Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Elu, the kvius of this Chodesh, of this holiday, the fact that these days in Kislev and Teves were designated and have a special, unique, shall we say, personality and character to them, and every year when we re-experience Chanukah, we taste, we dip into this power of Torah. And I would just want to end with the Yiratzon at Tefillat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should see the increase of Chochmei Yisrael, of Chochmas HaTorah, we should see Nisim and Niflos, we should see the ability of Klal Yisrael restored in a Bezdin HaGadol Shem Yerushalayim, and then we'll really come to a full swing appreciation of what Chanukah is all about. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring about these Nisim and Niflos, by Yoyimim HaEim Bazman HaZeh, Keni Ratzon Amen.